Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
He's bad. He's beautiful. He's crazy. It's
Rich Eisen.
Let me ask you this question.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Are wide receivers becoming the new running backs in the league? DK Metcalf has demanded a trade.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Throw deep, got DK open, touchdown!
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, 2025 NFL draft prospect, wide receiver Jimmy Horn Jr., comedian Nick Thune. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two, the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and we start with a, I guess to paraphrase, a fellow Staten Islander, stats and corrections, right? Errors and omissions, right? Right?
Stat boy Mike Del Tullo, well, I came up with it, but yeah.
It's Zoltar, not Zoltan.
I mean, yeah, we were
and
wrong.
And you said Zoltar was in Coney Island. I'm like, well, I think it was in the Jersey Shore. T.J. Jefferson did the research during the commercial break in the movie Big. It was in Rye Playland.
I have no
idea
what
which
that is.
Which is totally where different. The only thing that I was correct about saying is I believe the video Fantasy Mariah Carey was shot there.
First of all, you said that in a commercial break, not on the air.
The only
thing that we're both close is that the fortune teller in Big started with the letter Z. That's about it. Other than that, we were way off.
Zoltan was in Dude, Where's My Car?
Zoltar.
Zoltan.
Okay. Do you guys know what Rye Playland is? Does that ring a bell for you guys?
Yes. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Rye, New York.
Rye, New York.
What part of New York is that, though? Is it like...
That's like... Where is between Rye, New Jersey anyway? And New York, I believe.
Yeah, like it's called a very large area between New Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our next guest here, please. Let's get to our next guest here.
Giving Jimmy geography lessons.
He's one of the top receivers available in the NFL draft, but most importantly, he's number one on DN's favorite sons list, as we learned over the weekend. He is Jimmy Horn Jr. Good to see you, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Better for seeing you here on this screen. And Jimmy, you know, I've been around the block a few times, certainly with Dion. I don't know. Do you know my history with Dion, Jimmy, at all?
Nah, not really, man. Okay. You can break it down.
Okay. I figured this because, again, way back in the day, between Dion starting to coach and leaving a Hall of Fame career, he and I were on NFL Network together for a very long time. And so I know him. He's one of my favorite human beings on the planet. I've known Shador ever since he was, what's the phrase that Warren Sapp uses? Knee-high to a jackrabbit. I've known him forever. So I knew the right question to ask about rating where Shador was on the current Suns ratings list. And then Dion texted me during the commercial break, Jimmy, number one. Is what he texted me, and we showed that on the air. There it is. I still have it on my phone. And you started laughing. That was fun on NFL Network the other night. That was fun.
I laugh at a lot of things, man.
But Shador said you said that you had upset Dion recently, though. Well, what? How did you upset Coach Prime recently?
I don't even know.
Oh, you never know? Okay. Very good.
Nah. Well,
then let's go in the positive direction. How has Coach Prime, what has he meant to you, Jimmy?
Coach Prime, you know, my pops been incarcerated when in 2021, you know, Coach Prime recruited me back in high school. And, like, he always told my dad, like, they got a chance to talk to each other when he recruited me back in high school. And he told my dad, like, if I was to come to Jackson State, like, he'll always take Kevin Mitch on straight and treat me like I'm one of his own. And, like, ever since then, you know, I didn't go to Jackson State my first 2 years of college. And, like, it's like God had a plan, and I chose to go to Colorado, and everything just been going in the right way. And Coach Prime been the man of his word, you know, and he stood on everything he said. And, like, ever since then, it just been a great relationship between me and Coach Prime, you know, like a father and son type of relationship.
Yeah, and is it true, Jimmy, he went with you to visit your dad who is incarcerated?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah, I went to see my dad. You know, we had good convos going on, good laughter. You know, it was a good little time. We spent with each other for a little minute. Coach Prime had to, he still had other things to do, and he took time out of his schedule to come see my dad. So, you know, that mean a lot too.
And then if I'm not mistaken, I think we have a photograph of this moment, senior day, Coach Prime walked with you this moment right here.
Yeah, that was that day right there was a little crazy day. My mom, they was actually there at the senior day. It just they couldn't make it there in time because they got stuck in traffic. So I asked Coach Prime to walk out there with me. He was like, you know, I got you, dog. You know, I got you. You know, I'm here. I got you. Come on. So, you know, he had to walk down there with me. You know, that was a good little moment with me and Coach Prime walking down. You know, I appreciate the man for everything he do for me.
What did that mean to you? I'd love to linger on this moment a little longer, if you don't mind, Jimmy. What did that moment mean to you on senior
day?
Yeah,
that meant a lot, you know, because I know my dad, he would have loved to be right there to walk down with me, you know, during senior day. You know, that's a lot. That's something that my people always wanted me to do, like accomplish my dreams and be able to finish college and stuff like that. So, and finish my last game, to have somebody walk down there with me meant a lot, man. You know, meant a lot to me, for real.
Plus, I also know, and I'm sure he doesn't coach you easily either. So, how have you been coached up in Colorado, Jimmy?
I say the coaching. I love the coaching at Colorado. You know, it's a no sugar coat program. If that's how I could, that's the only way I can say it, for real. Like, you're gonna get the real everything, you know. So, I feel like being coached at Colorado by the realest coach, you know, they prepare you for the next level, you know, because you go through different things, ups and downs, and that's just how life gonna be. So Colorado really prepare you for the next steps in life and football. So and like I said in one of the interviews, Coach Prime, like, all his meetings, it's a lesson every day. So you're not only getting coaching, but you're getting lessons at the same time. You know, like, the main things that he talk about, smart, tough, fast, discipline, and with character, and, like, them the five characteristics you need in life to be a successful person. You know, if you ain't got them, like, you'll have a tough life, you know, no matter how hard you're trying that certain thing.
Jimmy Horn Jr. here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh off the combine. How did you like the combine experience, or how did it hit you, Jimmy?
The combine experience, it was a pretty good experience for me. You know, I wasn't satisfied with everything I did, but, you know, I gave him my all. You know, I gotta run that 40 back one more time, because I know it's still a lot left in the tank, and I'm faster than what I put on the board. So I'm work hard for this 40 to get dropped down, and I'm gonna just prove my time up better. But overall, everything else, I did pretty good, but I ain't never satisfied, you know. So it's still more left on the table.
Well, you ran a 4.46, Jimmy. I mean, what's your goal for pro day then, if you're gonna run it again?
I'm going 4.3, you know, low 4.3s, because when I was training, I was running good 4.3 times. So I watched the video. I ain't even sleep that night, man. I went to sleep at like 3 a.m. I'm watching the clip over and over, like, what I did wrong, you know, talk to my trainer and all. So, like, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on what I did wrong a lot so I can improve that time.
Jimmy Horn Jr. here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your quarterback, Shador, walk me through what it's like catching passes from him, being in a huddle with him, trying to win games with your quarterback, Jimmy.
You just said the main thing when you ended it off, trying to win games. And, you know, that's the main thing Shador want to do. He want to win, and I want to win. So, like, just playing with him, and both of us having the same mindset to win games, it's like, it's amazing, man. You know, like he always says, legendary. And, like, I enjoy every moment playing with him. You know, Shador, a real good quarterback. He very accurate. He got great poise back there in the backfield. So, you know, a lot of things he do back there, like, go unnoticed. But like my main thing that I've been saying a lot is his like calmness, like under pressure. You know, when the game coming down to an end, like you just gotta like really go study like his film and just look at his body language towards the end of the game. Like he keep it the same the whole game. You know, he never point fingers at anybody. You know, and I know things like that could be hard for him at a quarterback position when he getting a lot of pressure. You know, but other than that, like Shador, he always just have great poise, man. That's the main thing I like about him. You know, a ball, you know, he going to place it wherever, and it's up to us to make it shape too. So as the receivers. And that's like a main thing that I wanted to talk about for Shador, rather than just catching balls from him, because that's what we're supposed to do as receivers.
Well, I mean, the conversation involving him coming out of the combine, unnamed coaches talking about him being brash, arrogant, sometimes not engaged in these meetings. Jimmy, how does that hit you when you hear that?
When I hear that, it's like, I don't really like try to put my input on something like that. You know, I like to mind my business, man, for real, you know, so, but I know what I see when I'm with them. So I can't really like speak on what they saying or anything like that. But like, that's what I see when I'm with them. You know, he always doing good when I'm around, and I don't really see too much of him being an arrogant, cocky person. I feel like that just inside of him, like his dad prime, you know, and like that just in him, you know, like it's in him.
Listen, it doesn't sound like, because again, you're, as you mentioned, Jimmy, you know, this is a, you know, you're talking about professionalism and how, you know, it prepares you for the next level. I imagine you were coached up by Prime about interviewing and what to say in these meetings, or what, you know, you need to show off to some of these, you know, decision makers when you're talking, right, Jimmy?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. No, I know. Did you get a call in the middle of all this? Just messed up your camera?
Yeah, my little sister, she keep calling me back to back, man.
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you need a 55-year-old man to tell you got to hit the do not disturb button on your phone.
So mine's on. She, you know, you got to call the phone twice for the do not disturb to activate.
Oh my gosh! There you go. You can hold it like that if you want. There you go. Okay, hold a minute. There we go. Jimmy Horn's trying to work this thing through here. You got a call in the middle. It's just messed up.
Hey, I'm just a camera.
It's okay. You just hold it like that if you want. You know. And in terms of, you know, there, that's just fine. So, who's the best wide receiver on Colorado, Jimmy?
The best wide receiver on Colorado. You know, even though we got great receivers, you know, we got a Heisman candidate. So, man, I'm the best receiver, you know. Okay. It's just the confidence in myself. Like, I know I'm really that on the field, so mm-hmm. I'm the best receiver. Like, everybody else, we got great receivers. Like, it's, like every receiver we had could have been a wide receiver one wherever they went, you know. So, we had a great receiver room, but I feel I'm the best receiver.
Do you tell that to Travis? Have you told that to Travis? Have you done that? I'm the best receiver?
No, I ain't never, like, go out my way just going up to people, like, I'm the best receiver. But, like, that's just how I feel, you know, and I got the confidence, and I know my game could back it up too.
So then I will ask you before I let you go on the day here, Jimmy. What is the team going to get if they draft Jimmy Horn Jr. out of Colorado?
A team going to get out of me. First off, I know like my rookie year, like I'm not sure what round I'm gonna be drafted or anything. So I'm on debating on like not debating, but I'm dwelling on special teams right now. So. First thing, I want the team to know, like, I'm willing to play anywhere on special team. That could be from Ghana, kick return, punt return, you know, anything. Like, I'm ready. And then, like, on offense, like, they're going to get a hungry guy. Like, that's never satisfied. So, I'm always ready to learn. You know, I'm hungry for work. I'm just ready to come out there and play and just learn from the guy that's in front of me that I've been there. You know, so I ain't going to come in trying to overplay my spot. Like, I know how to play my role, you know, so. Like, I'm just willing to do what I got to do to get out there on the field. And when the opportunity presents itself for me, I'm going to be ready for it.
Jimmy,
I'm a humble guy.
I picked that up. You are a humble guy, and you're, you got a lot going on for you. And I wish you the best of luck. And I'm going to check back in with you if you don't mind, Jimmy.
Yes, sir, for sure, man.
Okay.
Appreciate you for having me on here, man, one more time.
You bet. And I'm happy to do that. And congrats on being, at the very least, the number one overall selection on Dion's favorite child list right now, Jimmy. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
You bet.
Well, I appreciate it.
Take care of yourself, Jimmy Horn. You bet.
All right.
That's nice. Jimmy Horn Jr., everybody.
Go get it, man. Luck,
Colorado
brother.
Football. Go get it. Humble. Awesome. I'm ready to go play special teams. I'm ready to go.
That hit me right there.
Yeah, I love that.
You said that. Wow.
Whatever it takes.
He wants it.
Whatever it takes.
It's pretty cool, right?
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Prime was there for him.
Yeah, that was awesome, too. Like,
oh, man.
Dion gets...
I know that.
He gets such a terrible rap by people for the...
No, I
don't have to explain it to you. You know.
No, I'm already accused for the word, you know, because I my opinion on the unnamed people about Shador, the comments that I tell you not to
How
read.
How dare you read those comments, Richard?
No, I read them, but I don't clap back or I you know the word glazing came up quite a bit.
You know, that's,
you know, and so
that's a kid's word when they have no vocabulary. They just throw that glazing word around, you know.
All right, let's take a break. 844-204. It's tons of phone calls. Let's take them.
Do it.
Let's do that. That's
calls.
Next.
Callers.
Where are my callers? And then Nick Thune in studio, hour three. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Mike Del Tufo over there, when Justin Hartley of This Is Us was here on Friday, he planks weights on his back. Okay, there he is, putting plank after plank. Those are 45 pounds. He waves on more weight. See, come on, let's get some more. Right? Del Tufo sees this and goes, I could do that, is what he said. And Mike, he said he would do 145. Now, we took that, when you say when he can do 145, how much weight do you think that means? Just off
145.
Right.
No. No. One plate that weighs 45 pounds.
Get out of here.
One plate of 45.
How long do you say you can do that?
A minute. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Mike, get off your knees.
Go to the right spot in your mind now. Go to the right spot in your mind, buddy. Come on. Look at him. All we see is the finish line, baby. All we see.
Coach him up, Herb. Coach him up.
Victory is simple, baby.
Ooh.
Right
uh-oh,
now,
uh-oh.
Don't worry about the body, baby. Our mind's controlling our body. Our
preach,
body
Michael, preach!
Our mind. We got this, baby. We got the. We gonna show the world. That's what you're about.
What
show.
Do we got?
Show the world, baby. Don't worry about it.
Just only 24 seconds.
Don't worry about it.
Flatten out.
Don't worry
Mike.
About it. You got two blocks out.
All right.
You got two blocks gone.
Halfway home.
You got two blocks gone. You got
halfway
two
home.
More go. All see, just see that finish line. Look at the glory. Look at your chest touching the tape. Get your chest on that tape. Look at you, baby.
20
you're
seconds to go.
In. You're coming in 20 seconds, baby. You can finish this, man. We can do this.
Get up,
Be a man. Get up,
buddy.
Where you go, man?
Where you go?
Think about
it.
Think about
it. I do that
every day, people, at the gym.
I can't tell.
I do it. I do.
Oh, my God. That's still one of the greatest moments in the history of this show at Del Tufo. Oh, my God. One plate of 45. Mariucci got that. Dude. Unbelievable. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So I'm looking down at the phone lines. Is he able to? Are you back, Mike?
Are you back with us? Yes. Okay. I have him on the phone right now.
I know you're dealing with stuff. He's dealing with stuff.
What are you doing?
I'm making deals. I need my callers.
I'm always making deals. What do we got? Okay. Who are we going to?
First up, Raymond in Ohio. Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond. Hey. Not everyone loves Ohio. I'll be very honest with you.
Wow. That joke is so old, it's biblical.
Ladies and gentlemen, Raymond in Ohio. What's going on, bud?
First time, long time, huge fan of you and everybody there.
Thank you.
Especially Brockman. Go Pats.
Go Pats. What's up, buddy?
Look at you.
Somebody likes me. How about that?
Okay.
And I have a women's sports podcast, and I have been hoping for a show like your wife is launching.
Yeah, Women's Sports Now, coming on the 20th, now, yeah. Right here on Roku. Oh, great, Raymond. Yeah, terrific.
Cannot wait for it, and I just wanted to call and first of all ask you to pass along my congratulations, and then second, as part of my podcast, we have shirts that say talk about women's sports, all women's sports, and I would love to send the entire crew of Women's Sports Now and the Rich Eisen Show, and obviously even for Taylor Eisen, I would love to send you all shirts.
Look at Raymond in Ohio giving out free stuff, complimenting our better halves, Chris, because Sarah Tiana's on the program
with
Sue.
Can't wait.
Yeah, and more surprises to come.
I watched the interview the other day. I love the interview with Sarah.
Super. Well, that's great. Absolutely. Thanks, we will 1,000,000% keep you on hold to give us free stuff, Raymond, for sure.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Dude.
There's Raymond in Ohio.
All
everybody,
right.
Keep him on hold. Don't you just? No, you're half paying attention.
Are you listening?
Sorry.
No, he's not. Are you with us or you're not with us?
I'm half with you right now. I'm dealing with an issue. I have an issue I'm dealing with right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Raymond. Call back.
Can we? Wow. Let's go to Spencer in North Carolina. You're on
Spencer.
The Rich
Eisen. I won't hang up on Spencer.
That would be great, Mike. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, thanks for not hanging up on me, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Spencer. I won't hang up on you.
I hope you guys are having a great week, particularly you, Rich, sitting behind your Rich Eisen desk furnished by Granger.
Okay.
We got Spencer, regular joke. Hey,
these
Spencer.
People are regular intakers.
Yeah, hey.
Okay.
Comedians.
So I'm unfortunately a lifelong Browns fan.
Oh, no.
And I've been keeping very close tabs on the whole Myles Garrett situation.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately for Myles, I don't think he has the kind of leverage that he's anticipating. We still have him under contract for an additional 2 years with a third year option to re-sign him. And our compensation package that we're looking for will start with at least two ones and two twos.
And they will get it.
The only teams that can give him that are teams that are not contenders, but he says he wants to go to a contender. So at what point does he look at the field and say, I would rather make less money and go to someone who is a contender, or I just want to get out of Cleveland. I don't care where I go, and I'll figure it out later. Because I think, unfortunately for him, that seems to be where it's trending based on the compensation that he's asking for.
Sure. Well, I mean, he's not asking for it. It would be Andrew Berry asking for it, to be honest with you, Spencer. He just wants to get out of there. And, you know, two ones and two twos is a very high price to pay. Maybe that's not what Andrew Berry will get, but we have yet to see, and thanks for the call, Spencer. Greatly appreciate it.
I can hang up on it.
You may do that, Mike. Yes. You know, Hoskins, can you call up the soundbite that I every now and then when we have moments in our show's recent past or whatever, I have our crack staff edit it, cut it, so we can have it in our back pocket to pop out. And this is an exchange that I had the team cut because we are
in the portion of this conversation that I had with Myles Garrett.
Okay.
We have the question is, has it struck midnight yet? Because at some point, Myles is going to have to turn up the heat.
Yeah.
If he is resolute in wanting out.
If he's serious, yeah.
He is going to have to take this pot of asking for a trade and put the lid on top of it and get it to really boil. Because right now, there's nothing, and we don't know what's going on. Barry, I don't believe, is taking any calls, and I don't believe anybody is out there right now with the Godfather offer, and I don't believe the Browns are, you know, taking callers and engaging with them. But I think we've reached this point that I asked him about first blush 48 hours after he let it be known he's asked for a trade when we were at the Super Bowl. I know there's this is a what if question, but what if the Browns say no? We want you to stay. We want you to be part of this thing. We do believe in the plan that we have. We do believe that this plan will work. We do need you to help this plan work, and you do have 2 years left. Like, what if that happens, Miles?
I mean, it's possible. No, they could do that, but no, that's a little bit further down the line that I'm willing to look. I know things have changed, night by night, I'm sure, people are calling and hopefully, making some, tempting offers, but I'm grateful for my opportunity, I know that recently, no one stuck to one team seeing Luka, so we'll see what happens.
Luka now teammates, having won 7 in a row with a guy who Myles Garrett reached out to for advice on how to make your exit from the city of Cleveland. And we're not there yet. I don't know but at some point he's going to have to turn up the heat. Mm-hmm. The question is, do it before the draft or not? Do you do it before the new league year? Because some teams are making their plans and their cap and whatever, and there could be a team that really would love Myles Garrett and offer all of this compensation, but then the cap is all in order, and now you got to make room for someone like Myles Garrett. Man. But I think what is it? It's not midnight. Hasn't struck midnight on him turning the heat up. What is it, like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock? Yeah, is it prime time hours?
It seems like maybe we're watching Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. You know, we're like getting to that type of night. Maybe you're like pouring the first cocktail.
Yeah, we're more of a Family Feud house. We watched Family Feud last night.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're at there yet, but in terms of Myles Garrett, absolutely has leverage. He just hasn't used it yet. He hasn't used an ounce of it yet. I don't think. Let's go to Mark in Albany, New York. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Mark?
Hi, Rich. How you doing today?
I am well. You are in the capital of New York State, the Empire State.
Yeah, last time I was on your show, I was talking about my Cowboys, and I kind of got stuck on my coach.
Well, laughing. I imagine you're still stuck on your coach, Mark.
I am. But I did my research. I looked on YouTube and watched all the coaching staff that the Cowboys have now, and I believe that we can get better. I think we'll be better next year as long as we pick up one of these wide receivers out there and get an offensive lineman. So, but I was calling because I wanted to talk to TJ because I think me and TJ have some history that he don't know about.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, Mark, this is great. Does it involve this certificate that to get out of being a fan for the Cowboys? Does it involve this certificate?
No.
Okay,
never.
Then I'll put it away.
First, I want to say to him, don't give up on our Cowboys. And another thing, Rich, I think the NFC champion – for the next 3 out of 4 years, will come out of our division.
Ooh.
It'll be the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Redskins.
Okay.
But now back to TJ.
Yes, sir.
TJ, you were born and raised in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
So was my mom, and I have been going to Altoona, Pennsylvania for the last 35 years. Okay. I have a brother and sister who grew up there. Do you remember Johnny Moore that got drafted by the San Antonio Spurs?
Yeah, Johnny Moore's mother is my godmother.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you know James Morris?
James Morris?
Mm-mm. Yes. Mm. He was a coach there, and he was good friends with Johnny Moore. I knew the family.
Okay, your name sounds
familiar.
There
you go. This is like, thanks for the call, Mark.
That's life.
Mark in Albany. It sounds like that call was brought to you by 23andMe.
Love it.
Small world
Small
right there,
world,
right?
Man. That's great.
Let's go to Matt in Maryland. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Matt?
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
I'm great.
So I kind of have a little challenge, particularly for Chris. Much love, Chris, but I got a little challenge for you.
Okay. Chris, here's a challenge from Matt in Maryland.
Great. Let's go.
The debate is pay Purdy or don't pay Purdy.
Don't pay Purdy.
Stop it.
Here's my argument. If you go back 10 years, 6 quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl. If you go back those same 10 years, 11 have played in a Super Bowl. Why would you play chicken with 1 out of 11 quarterbacks?
Well, here's the thing, Matt.
How many have won a Super Bowl on a Supermax contract?
Well, the reason why those numbers are so low is because Tom Brady took up all the oxygen in the room and then Mahomes did. You know what I mean? Like, and so I understand what you're saying, but you're right. I mean, in the same regard that – thanks for the call, Matt. In the same regard that you don't want to pay Purdy because so many others who haven't done what Purdy's been done have been paid. So why can't Purdy leapfrog the ones who haven't done what Purdy's done? Why must Purdy be the one to be held responsible for the irresponsible, in your opinion, signings of Tua and Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert? Because I assume you don't throw Burrow in that mix because Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. Oh, my goodness. Burrow actually beat Mahomes and Arrowhead and made one Super Bowl and hasn't been available a couple of years, his first year and 2 years ago, to the point where he was the comeback player of the year. But let's not hold Burrow accountable, which you shouldn't do anyway. But let's throw this on the lap of Purdy because the league has paid guys who haven't done with what, wait for it, Purdy's done. Why hold him responsible?
Why should the Niners have to suffer because of other people's mistakes? They're doing things the right way by having a number start with a 4. Just because Jacksonville and San Diego and Cleveland and all these other teams
LA
made the mistake of paying their quarterback an astronomical amount when they haven't really earned it, why should that influence what the 49ers do?
Because it's the market.
you keep saying that, but
I know.
That's an insane way of operating your business.
I understand that, but the market bears what the market bears. And the Niners are trying to reset it in a way that I don't think is fair for Purdy to have to suffer that because others are doing it. His problem is that there's a franchise tag next year, and there's one after that, which even if he reaches that franchise tag, may not pay him more than what Tua's making.
Do you think Tua's more talented than Brock Purdy?
I think maybe I don't know about that.
What about Justin Herbert and Trevor
again,
Lawrence?
We're looking. Hold on a second. We're looking at Tua because he was in Alabama. He won a national championship. What did Brock Purdy do except play, you know, a gajillion games at Iowa State and get the experience that Tua came out of Alabama without? Purdy actually has played more football than Tua Tagovailoa, 1,000,000%. And so when you heard Steve Young talk about how Purdy's got the processing down, yeah, that comes from playing at Iowa State. And it's just people didn't see him at Iowa State or didn't believe that Iowa State could translate to Sanford, to the Golden State. Maybe in the same way that, for some reason, Tom Brady was looked at the same way. And I'm only throwing his name out because his name is the most famous overlooked quarterback with a ton of experience. Purdy had more experience at Iowa State than Brady had at Michigan because he didn't have to split reps and quarters. I don't know, but some, take a look at Bo Nix. Bo Nix comes in. We didn't linger on this. Pat Surtain, when he was on the show yesterday, talking about, oh, yeah, I played against Bo Nix in the Iron Bowl. Surtain has been out of college for four seasons now coming up.
Yeah.
And Bo Nix is a rookie quarterback from last year, and he played against Bo Nix in two Iron Bowls. He said, Bo is 1-1 against me. This is the reigning defensive player of the year, grown-ass man, talking about his rookie quarterback having played against him twice in college. Nix had all that experience in college. But we don't throw that into Purdy at all. It's just he was the last pick in the draft. He was the only guy to start because they were forced to go to him based on injury. Last playoff successful quarterback to be put in a position like that, if I'm not mistaken, just off the top of my head, was Tim Tebow. Look how that all wound up. So let's throw that on Purdy. And then him not being successful this year when McCaffrey's out and Ayuk's not there all year long, and the defense has all these injuries. But let's throw that on Purdy. He's now officially a product of the system. And the system that pays other quarterbacks what they're paid, let's not throw him in that system either. Let's use him as the avatar to roll that system back. I don't think that's fair.
Look,
if I'm his advocate.
He got to the Super Bowl. That's what everyone says.
Damn straight he did. And by the way, how did he play in that Super Bowl? Pretty damn well.
Not bad at all.
Pretty damn well. But I understand your point in, like, why are we paying these quarterbacks money when they haven't done anything
yet?
Yeah,
you got to be.
But Purdy's done something. He's done it. He's proven it. What, you don't believe in him? Is that what it is?
No, it's not that I don't believe. But Rich, I'm one of these guys. You should be paid, and I'm with Chris on this, you should be paid for what you're doing and what you're worth at the point of the time of what you're doing it. Meaning past experience counts, but it doesn't count fully towards you automatically should not get this. And I'm with Rich. I'm with Chris 100%, Rich.
Because of other guys.
Because of other guys. Exactly.
If Chris gets done it, right?
If Chris is like.
But Purdy's done it, Mike.
I know, but right now he's not. Is he worth that?
Yes, he has to be because it's his time to get paid. It's his turn. You've had.
But what his time? I don't like the his time thing. I'm with Chris on that. I know. I mean, and Hoskins just said
it's you. It's your because time it's happened.
No, it's happened to me, and I'm in a business where a mixer gets paid
right
for a certain amount. The top mixer gets like this much, but in this, and obviously there's a base.
Yeah,
and then you get the top. I make probably more than 95% of the mixers in the country,
right?
Based on my rate, and right. I know that based on 30 years of doing what right. I do. But in saying that, if all of a sudden TJ comes in the mix and he works for a year and they pay him what I make, or what Chris comes in and they pay him what I make, I'm going to be like, they've only worked a year or two. And let's assume they did a bigger show, like they do the Academy Awards and I do whatever.
The Rich Eisen show.
I'm just saying, in general, you do a show
once a week
and then all of a sudden you come in.
No, but
I'm one of those guys. You should be paid
point.
For the.
I get your
and this
point.
Is where I'm with Chris.
But Brock Purdy had the most wild.
But let's say he never does that
Mike,
again, though.
Mike, stop.
I know.
Please. Brock Purdy had the most wild set of circumstances
yes.
thrown upon him.
Yep.
With a playoff ready, Super Bowl ready team.
Yep.
That he had to take over. And he not only comported himself well, he actually got them to the NFC Championship game in which his injury tilted the level of competition. All right? That's the fact of the matter. He was given this opportunity. He crushed it. Then the next year, it doesn't go as well. The year after that, he kills it. They make the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. I just, I
so I'm just saying he goes rookie, his second year, and then his third year, a super. Well, actually, I'm off. He got hurt. They were wondering, can he still do it?
Yeah.
He gets the start. Guys in the Super Bowl, man. Last year fell completely flat for him. This is his fourth year, his final year.
But let's say
other
he never
quarterbacks
gets back.
Get paid at this point in time. So he's going to have be the one to have to bear the brunt of a market reset because others who are rightfully, the teams are rightfully criticized for paying them as much because they haven't done it. This guy has done it. And maybe the team is just hedging their bet. And if he's going to have to do the Kirk Cousins plan, that's going to cost the team in terms of their cap flexibility. And he'll make $95 million over 3 years. So if they put something on the table that says, how about $150 million over three, maybe he takes it. And I understand that you got to start in terms of, you know, negotiating stances. But it's time. He's a free agent, and in this business, agents who have made the Super Bowl can point to free agents, or he's not a free agent yet, point to others who have had their contracts redone at this point in time and say, they didn't do what I've done. They got this. This is our business. It's time for me to be paid like that. And this is why Steve Young said it was going to take some time. It was going to be messy. He said that while you were at your other job.
Yeah, I agree. Monday. I mean, I'm with.
Okay. In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? Thank you. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. All right, let's do this. We have the real estate to do it. Let's do a residual rich. Hit it. Hit it.
Pay that man his money.
All right. Envelope, right hand or left hand? Mike, your call. What do you want to do?
Well, is it, since I won the last two
TJ,
times.
Okay, TJ, go ahead.
You know, I'll do right hand.
Right hand. Okay.
You can guess first, then.
Oh, I will.
Let's see.
Right hand.
This is for the Odd Couple.
Hey.
Your call. May rest in peace. Matthew Perry got me in a couple of episodes of the Odd Couple. Actually, three. And this combines all three of them. Episode called Eyes in Trouble. Another one, Make Room for Danny. Another one, Secret Agent Man. Three episodes of the Odd Couple all together. Chris Brockman, you're first up. Closest
that,
without going over, which is why we're
TJ
playing
can
this
go
music.
First. He's won the last
TJ, you're first. Go ahead.
So that's CBS.
I
so they pay.
Go first.
So let's.
Three episodes all together.
$36.12, Rich.
All right, Mike Del Tufo.
$54.50.
Oh. Chris Brockman.
$1.
$1. Oh. That's the way you play Price is Right, pal.
Oh.
And the actual retail check from SAG-AFTRA, of which I am a proud member, is none other than $1.97.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Chris Brockman, you're the winner.
For three episodes?
Three episodes. That's insane.
I mean, what are we doing? Oh,
that's terrible.
That's terrible.
Should I do the other cheat?
Yeah, come on. We got three episodes. Wow. That is awful, man.
This is the first movie I've ever been in. The first TV show. No.
The Fish to Say
The
Pittsburgh.
First TV show I did was Arliss.
Arliss!
Yeah.
Oh, it's back.
The first movie I was in where I was as myself. Disney's The Kid.
The Kid.
John Turtletaub, one of the great human beings
out
there.
These are big sometimes.
Disney's The Kid.
These are big sometimes.
This is my internet rental, SVOD, electronic sell-through, pay TV, free TV, all in one check. Chris Brockman, can you make it two in a row?
Oh.
Disney's The Kid.
Oh.
$3.12.
$3.12. Mike Del Tufo.
$10.
$10. TJ Jefferson.
I'm going to go somewhere in the middle. Let me do $5 even.
Okay, $5 even.
Oh, I love you.
Sorry, pal. The actual Disney retail check of my first ever appearance in film is $4.90.
Chris
Brockman, you win again.
Both showcases.
You get both showcases.
I mean, these are pathetic.
One penny.
They're low. They're too low.
Cents
I like the $50 ones.
You said $5. $4.90.
$4.99.
No, $4.90. You're a dime off.
Dime off.
TJ, close. Not the Harley.
As you know.
Close.
It's not like horseshoes and hand grenades.
That's true. These are like the Harley motorcycle. It's unfair. They're not good.
Wow.
It's unfair. They're unfair.
You're grossly underpaid, is I think what we've
learned
today.
You should be making a couple more zeros on this.
Like, you put it all together, The Odd Couple and Disney's The Kid, I've got $6 and change.
You can buy a coffee. Nice.
Energy drink.
Oh, boy.
I can't get away from it.
An energy drink.
Whether it's by 40,000 or 10 cents.
Oh, and by the way. There you go.
Oh, my God. Well done.
I like doing residual, Rich.
It's fun, man. You need to do that a little more often.
It's a lot of fun. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again, but don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now, so visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Everybody.
When do those running point checks start coming in?
Oh, by the way, Running Point got picked up for a second season. Netflix with a quick
pickup
on that. And there's really only one word for that. Influencing.
I thought you were going to say canoodling.
Nope. That was a word that I very rarely get to use.
Canoodling.
You guys have to see
that episode. That was an ad, by the way. That was an ad lib.
You told me that yesterday.
Canoodling.
Yeah. That was an ad lib.
Big word alert.
I think Isla Gordon needs to have a... Same where she's here at the Rich Eisen Show.
You know what?
Get us all involved. You know what I mean?
Well, as you know, I covered Los Angeles Waves basketball very expertly.
Yes.
But listen, you put me in your show, you get a quick pickup. Just letting the rest of Hollywood know.
That's how it works, folks.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
Listen,
it's an Eisen rub.
I don't hate, just congratulate that you guys work with a top-notch influencer every day.
I thank the Lord,
Rich. I wake up and I think to myself, how can I influence?
Rich, the one day I'm here a week, I'm happy I'm actually here. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Brockman. That was for you, Brockman.
So
you never work here anymore.
I know. It's sad. It's all right.
It's sad.
Listen.
We have a capable backup.
Cooper Eisen, 14-year-old Cooper Eisen, who Susie is raising as a Celtic fan. Could not have been more pumped last night.
I bet.
When
historic night.
He made Susie guess who the first ever Celtics teammates to score 40 points in the same game were. because as he said when he came in the kitchen, walked, you know, stormed in the kitchen, he goes, not even Bill Russell with Bob Cousy, not even Larry Bird with, you know, and I'm like, Kevin McHale. Not even, you know, Danny Ainge and ML Carr. That was my adding.
Not even Jerry Seasting and Chris Ford.
Jerry Seasting and Chris, yeah. No, but in all pretty seriousness, unlikely. No set of Celtics teammates had ever scored 40 points in the same game until last night. And he handed Suze the roster, made her guess. You know, rightfully, it took her like 2 minutes to yeah. It was like, Jrue Holiday, no. It was Jaylen Brown, no. Tatum, no. Porzingis, no. It's Derek, first ballot Hall of Fame, White. And Peyton Pritchard? What the hell? What's going
on? About to be sixth man of the year, Peyton
Pritchard. I that's what Coop said. He says, I think that sealed sixth man of the year award for him. It had to, right?
He's the first player in NBA history to have 40 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, no turnovers, and 10 threes made.
Unreal.
In NBA history. Name me a better NBA duo right now in the league. You can't. Derek White and Peyton Pritchard.
Right now, Pritchard? After last night?
Can't do it.
You can't do it. You're correct. Well, the only reason why Pritchard didn't turn it over is because he didn't take a three right before halftime.
I don't understand that reference.
Oh, sorry. That's the other guy on the team who walks before shooting a three-pointer.
I don't get that reference.
In the playoffs.
I get it.
I don't get that reference at all, actually.
Because he travels. And then he
shoots the three and beats the buzzer because he's very talented. Yeah.
So much.
Was that Pritchard or Hauser who did that?
It's Pritchard.
That was Richard Pritchard.
A lot of hateration right now.
Dude,
well, you know, it's just.
Knicks are in town tonight to take on the red hot Lakers, who then, as soon as they're done, fly to Boston for Saturday night.
Boston.
Fun game.
It will be.
Finals preview?
Dalton Connect versus Peyton Pritchard.
Let's go. What if it ended in a tie? And then you just had those two guys.
They play overtime.
Those two guys just do a three-point shootout to win the game.
And the neat thing is that neither of them are playing. Are they playing on Friday? Are the Celtics playing on Friday night?
I don't think so. It should be full start. Well, I mean, we've got a lot of guys banged up. Porzingis and Jrue Holiday is dealing with this thing called like mallet finger. Have you heard of this?
No.
What?
You like tear a tendon in the tip of your finger and it drops a little bit.
Yeah, isn't that what Russell Wilson had?
That
actually caused him to miss the first start of his career.
So Jrue Holiday's dealing with that right now. He's going to try to play through it. But
that is not the
doesn't sound great
for a basketball player.
No. Sounds less than ideal.
But the Cavs just keep winning and nobody talks about
it. Yeah, so are they a real threat to win the title?
I would think so.
I think so.
I would think not.
Well, the 2-2 seeds are going at it on Saturday night. Spike Lee on the Jim Jackson Show today.
So fun.
Yeah.
My man, Spike Lee.
Now you're a guy. Let's not mention it when Spike comes in.
I don't want to do that. Although I kind of would like him to have him sign it. That'd be kind of funny.
Sign what?
I printed out the tweet. Because
he cursed. No, it's okay. It's
Roku only.
It's Roku.
So this is, by the way, 13 years ago, back when I was much younger and dumber. And
more of a moron.
More inflammatory things on Twitter back then. And yeah.
Because you called him not a real fan, right?
Well, I said, I think I implied that he was kind of like front running. Like he only showed up to games on national TV and when the Knicks were good.
But you know that's not the case.
I think 15 years ago it was the case, but it's fine.
No, dude.
He goes all the time.
He's diehard.
Well, the Knicks are good now, so yeah, he's there all the time.
He's just going to argue this point with you forever.
I don't even know if I want you around here later on.
I'm not going to incite. If he asks me what I said, I'm going to lie and say,
I
don't know.
He won't know who you are, and he won't even pay attention to anything.
But if I show him this, he'll be like, oh, that's funny.
No, it won't.
No?
No.
Oh,
Chris
really?
Wants him to autograph it.
I want him to sign it.
He's going
to
be like, what did you do to make me
right,
call
and
you
I,
this?
And I'm going to lie, and I'm going to lie, and I'm going to be like, I don't remember.
You clap back at me in a profane manner, and I've now printed out the tweet, would you mind autographing it?
Yeah, you don't think that's funny?
I'm going back and forth on this.
I think it's funny. I think you're wrong saying what
how about
you said.
This? How about this? You ask Jim if it's okay.
Okay.
Because he would be able to suss it out.
All right.
Right? And plus, it's his show, and it's up to him whether he wants Spike completely unbothered.
That's true.
Yeah, because if that might...
right?
Like I would Spike think, because what if Spike does remember this?
Yeah, he gets
what if
upset.
He does remember some dumb A's back who challenged his Knicks fandom?
I'm sure it's the only person who challenged him on Twitter when he was on it.
And now he's upset.
That was the Mike D'Antoni days. Not a lot to remember about those Knicks seasons.
Brockman, just do the right thing, Brockman.
That's all I'm saying.
But he was at the game, right? If he's showing up to the Mike D'Antoni Knicks era, then he's a diehard fan.
But do we know that he was showing up?
Oh, my God.
Oh, here he goes.
See, this is a problem.
He won't do the right thing.
This is a reflection
of
you.
No, it's not for me. It's for Jim. Jim is the one who levered his relationship to get him to come here while he's here for the Laker game tonight, I imagine.
Where are we right now? Where are we? What is this that we're on?
We're on Roku.
Mike, thank you.
Oh, the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. No, he's...
Anyway,
he's taking phone calls from people saying, "Mike, I'm sorry, your new favorite squirrel's dead."
All I'm saying is we're all a reflection of you, Rich. All of us. So, you know, if Spike walks out, it's his fault.
My fault?
Yeah. Let's not have that happen.